Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Good morning to you. Tuesday, and we have the week well underway. What people need to know and want to know, and there's plenty to talk about this morning. People are still talking about the Northern Lights, that Pacers and Knicks face-off, of course, coming up tonight. We'll talk about that a little bit later on as well. Plenty of sports in the news. But right now, I want to get to our guest immediately because I know he has a busy schedule, and I always respect time of people who take their time out to involve us in the conversation. I'm talking, of course, about Mayor Dan Ridenour, the Honorable Mayor, City of Muncie. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning, and it's wonderful to see you today. I've heard you. And now I get to actually see you as well. So this is wonderful.
Yeah, like I said, I think this is the first time we've been in the same room. I've seen your streams before. I have to give you kudos. I think that's wonderful that you give periodic updates and stay in touch with constituents to let them know what's going on in city government. I think that's very important from the standpoint of trusting your city officials. And so I want to give you kudos on that.
Well, thank you. We've attempted to do that. We've done that continually since we started. So every Wednesday we do Facebook Live for that to help give people just some updates of things that are going on that particular week. And, it's not always easy to get all the information out. And so we appreciate all the Woof Boom stations for that as well, and this opportunity this morning as well.
Well, and indeed, that's the other thing I was going to mention. You're on somewhat of a regular basis with Steve when he's in, and so that's how I'm kind of able to stay up on what's happening in Muncie, is listening to Delaware County Today and of course, the clips that he puts of you in the newscast. Plenty going on, and I'll review, for those of you listening live on WMUN, I'll review our list of guests a little bit later on for you, but the mayor has plenty going on as well, and so we'll talk about some of the things that are going on, if I can get my sheet in front of me here. New guy running Muncie Animal. Let's get to know him a little bit.
Okay.
The Muncie Animal Protection and is it ARF as well? Those are two separate entities.
Two separate entities.
Yeah. Let's get to know him.
We try and partner as much as we can with them and they with us.
Yeah, let's get to know him real quick. Okay. I heard the announcement, but let's know a little bit about him.
Okay, well, Josh has formerly worked in a couple different departments inside the county government. We've known him for a long time, and just a really good guy, very enthusiastic, and this opportunity came up, and he was available and interested, and we're real excited, and he's been well-received with the employees at the animal shelter. My understanding is he's now fully staffed, and we're very pleased, and we're just offering him whatever he feels like he needs to make the animal shelter do its job.
Well, and I know that is just no easy feat at all. I'm familiar with the people in Anderson running the animal shelter, and man, you talk about a taxing experience going to work every day and juggling the different responsibilities that come with running a concern like the animal shelter.
Absolutely. In fact, his very first day on the job, we had a hoarder situation, and there were a number of animals. Fortunately, they were all in good condition and everything was safe, but it was a situation where there were dozens in that particular house. So that was his very first day. We were, I kept saying, don't answer the phone because I'm not accepting a resignation at this point.
I will not be applying to be his deputy or successor, either one. So no worries there. Well, thank you for that because, it's nice to know a name. And of course, if you run into somebody, say, yeah, I heard about you on the radio. So
that's right. Well, we appreciate Josh very much and the whole team out there. They're doing a great job.
Indeed. A lot of things going on. I noticed yesterday as I was coming into the city and going out of the City, a lot of paving projects going on. Let's get an update on that somewhat.
Yeah, so the things are in different stages. We've attempted in my administration, and what we're going to continue to do is we want to do the paving after all the utility work is done. So there's utility work going on right now on Macedonia. That will be paved, but we're not. You don't go in and pave part. You wait and pave the whole thing. So once that utility work is done, Macedonia will get completed. Once the utility work is done on Tillotson, that those northbound lanes will be paved. The southbound lanes will be next year. So we've attempted to, because every time they do a road cut to do repair work after we have paved, it creates a situation where down the road, whether that's 5 years or 10 years unfortunately, sometimes sooner, those road cuts create the opportunities for those potholes. When the water seeps in, it gets cold, it freezes, it expands, it gets warm again, it goes back. And that's what helps create those potholes. So we knew one thing we knew we could do is always let the utilities finish first, like we did on Riverside, before we do our work. Does it delay the paving? Absolutely. But will it help the paving last longer? Yes, and that's the goal. So, yeah, there are a lot of barrels out. I mean, I know 32, they're finishing up the ADA ramps throughout the city. That will be paved very shortly as they finish all those ADA curbs. Let's see, we've got Tillotson. Some of the other streets that are going to be done, I'll just give folks an idea. I know right now we have already paved – we have already milled out South High Street. This is south of Memorial. And so we're waiting for the weather. It's going to be rainy for the next couple of days, so I don't expect to see it happen very soon. But that's going to be paved. 9th Street all across in front of Heacon Park, north of Heacon Park. All of 9th Street's getting done. And I think that goes all the way over to Walnut, so that'll be nice. That's an area that we wanted to see happen. We've got, in addition to Macedonia, also Meeker's going to be done. Burlington will be done from the bridge where you cross over the bypass all the way north to the railroad tracks. So that will be really nice and something that has been in serious need. We're doing Virginia Avenue right now, but there's some utility work getting finished up. So all of Virginia north of McGalliard will be getting completed. We've got roads all over the city. Godman's going to be paved this year. So once the utility work is done, then we will go in and do the paving. And those are just some of the streets. And then not quite half, but you can see some barrels up on McGalliard too. There's work going to be done up there, and that after July. Part of McGalliard will get paved. That'll be maybe from Wheeling out to the football stadium. So part of that will get paved this year. And so we're excited about some of the things that people will see as far as those pavings.
I noticed, I think it was last week, I was at the corner of Riverside and Tillotson. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some stuff going on. Is that still in progress?
It is still in progress. They have completed that section, but you don't pave it until it's all the utility work's done. But they still have to go all the way up to the creek. They're putting in upgraded underground AEP lines. So that's why you don't see the electric lines in that area. It's all underground there, and it'll go all the way up and then over toward Ball State. But yes, all of those northbound lanes will be repaved after that work is finished. But they're up near Petty now.
Point well taken, because it's just not very fruitful to finish a paving project and then go, oh, we forgot to put those lines in.
That's right.
And of course, not very cost effective either. No. I'm impressed you did all of that without any notes or script.
I think I know a lot about what streets are being done. It's very important to the public. It's very important to us.
Historic Preservation Month. Let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of events scheduled this throughout this month, and of course we're getting close to the end of it. But let's talk about some of the things that have happened and some of the things that may yet happen where the Preservation Month is concerned.
Yeah, you know, just a suggestion for a potential guest in the future, James Heimlich, who is the new historic preservation officer for the city of Muncie. He would be a good guest, especially if you can get him before some of these end. But I don't know that you can, but he would be a good guest. Very knowledgeable, and we're very thrilled that he is in that position. Let's see, on May 15th, there's a Ball Stores Gallery Talk at Minnetrista. That is from 3 to 3:45. Let's see, on May 16th, there's a Civil War Veterans Walking Tour of Beech Grove Cemetery. That will be meeting at the cemetery office, and those tours will go from 2 to 3 p.m. It's open to the public. There's no charge. May 16th, the Horace Historic Preservation and Rehabilitation Commission has their regular meeting. It's at Cornerstone for Center for the Arts on the second floor. That meets from 5 to 6. Those meetings are open to the public. But there is a commission there who have been appointed, and we appreciate their efforts. And then on May 17th, the Historic Preservation Month celebration continues at Cornerstone Center for the Arts. And this will be at the Heritage Room, which is on the second floor. It'll be from 6:30 to 8:30. It's also open to the public. So if you love historic structures, and my wife and I live in an 1892 house that we bought, that was vacant at the time, and we've been converting that, and it's a process, but we love how it's beginning to look, and so if you're interested in those things, please take advantage of attending one of those events.
Some exciting things happening there. And, of course, some other important things going on. Muncie Parks and Recreation offering Aqua Zumba. You and your wife taking part in that?
We are not, but it is available. So please, if that's something that you have an interest in, it's available. And we appreciate the programming that's going on at the Parks Department.
And that's going to be at Tui Pool. Something else that interested me because of my past and some of my family, and that is aspiring future police women getting involved in Girls in Police. And I know that you aren't hands-on at the police department all the time, but I know that you know about all the programs. You give your stamp of approval on them. Let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, so we have been working diligently to diversify the police department in a number of ways even further. We feel like we've made a lot of progress, but I know, I think it was just last week, I swore in three more police officers, and two were female. So we've continued to work that direction. Our deputy chief, Melissa Criswell, is obviously female, and we have a number of female police officers. It can be a great career where you're serving the public, doing wonderful things, and we greatly appreciate what they're doing. So we've been working hard to improve those numbers.
City Council, when it comes to Redevelopment Commission and such, the village and the fire station getting some funding help, I understand.
Yeah, so with the fire station, the City Council did appropriate the funds. They had approved the bond 7-2 the month before, but they waited to appropriate it, asking for some additional information, which was provided to them in a committee meeting. And it passed 9-0, so the fire station to replace Station 6, which is the one in McCullough Park, that work is now beginning. There's a lot of site work and other engineering that has to happen, so it's not like you're going to see the building going up right away, but it is approved, ready to go. And we're very appreciative of the council on that. And then they also approved a pilot program with Ball State. As you know, Ball State, or as many people know, Ball State doesn't pay property taxes. Well, we worked out a pilot program. We're very appreciative of President Mearns and Ball State, to where they're going to make a payment in lieu of taxes on some of the new development they're doing inside the village. Some of this is part of the Lilly Grant. Other parts will be part of the Ready 2.0 and their further expansion. So it'll improve the housing options. It's not and the housing is not for students. It's really more for faculty and other citizens who want to live in and around the university. But also there'll be a new hotel, a Hilton Tapestry brand, so a very upscale, nice hotel, a performing arts center, an innovation building that I believe is about 45,000 square feet. So a lot of things, and most of this is off campus, and part of it is done through a developer. But the payment in lieu of taxes will provide revenues for the city of Muncie. The council approved that particular agreement with them, and that is moving forward. It's $190 million-plus in developments that will be going on, and most of it should be completed in by 2027.
Well, kudos to everybody involved with making that happen, because it's not easy always to secure those grants.
That's exactly right.
Speaking of housing, Mayor, you're listening, by the way, for those of you just tuning in, WMUN, the talk of Muncie. I forgot to do the Steve thing here. WMUN, the talk of Muncie, Delaware County today. It is 8:20 if you're listening live. Speaking of housing, of course, some good news came this week, especially for people who are prospective home buyers, and that is the price, the median price of a Delaware County home coming down about, I think it was 9% or something like that over the past several months. That's good news for people who are looking to locate in the Muncie, Delaware County area.
Well, it can be. That is something that we certainly use. The lower cost of living that a person can experience in the Muncie area is a great selling point. And we've had 158 people now move here with the remote worker program. And one of the things they like, there's a couple of things they like. The expenses are much less, and yet their salaries are the same. Most of these people work remotely, and they're able to live wherever they want. They chose to live here. One of the reasons was those reduced expenses, so that money is going into their pocket. But the other thing is having Ball State University. Having a major university is a big plus for some of these people who are moving from the East Coast and the West Coast, and we have a lot of people doing so. So we're very excited about I believe that article was about the listing prices, but it's still a tight market. So we've got some new homes going up, and we're appreciative of that. And we continue to try and work with developers to make things happen. There's a lot going on behind the scenes, but nothing is anywhere near the announcement stages.
Well, and that was my next question. So there's really probably not a lot that we can talk about, but there is still more development going on and new homes going up.
Yes, there are. And I believe Storer Estates, the last thing that's remained, all the utilities are now in, and this is a new subdivision that actually the city's putting together. The utilities are in, and the last piece is the playground, and they're putting in the shelter. Well, today's weather probably won't be accommodating, but it's starting. The concrete work is finished, and then also the playground equipment is ready to go in as well. So that should be next week, and then it will be ready to go.
And did we talk about anything going on out of Prairie Creek?
Well, we did get a grant for another $266,000. This will finish about a 1.1-mile stretch of the trail. What we've done is already in previous administrations over the last couple of decades, they have extended the Cardinal Greenway all the way to the trail. Now this extends it now north from the trail system that we have inside the park up to the beach area. So we did get a grant for $266,000 to handle that. And I believe that the docks are open and the campsites are already up and running. So we're looking for a good year out at Prairie Creek. And that additional trails will be a real positive for our community.
Something that was not in your control, had a little bit of a hiccup last week, earlier, I guess, with the phone system. All the bugs worked out now? Everybody able to communicate again?
Yes, as it stood last night. I haven't been in the office yet this morning. I came here first, but yes, everything is working fine now.
Well, and that to let people know, if they've been trying to contact a city entity, it's not that they're not answering the phones or they don't want to communicate.
Yeah, and it's not every department. So we have several that don't work inside City Hall. And so some of those have had some challenges. The street department was one of those, and we finally got the calls diverted to City Hall and then back out there. So we hope that that's resolved. So IT is working hard. We greatly appreciate their efforts.
Mayor, I've been all over the board with you this morning. We've just hopped around left and right. A lot of information, a lot of good information. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that we need to before we wrap up the segment?
Just everyone, please be safe over the Memorial Day. I know that we're planning on opening up the pool on the Saturday before Memorial Day. I will tell you, I don't know that off the top of my head, but that Saturday before Memorial Day is when the pool is opening. They're looking at trying to get a couple of the splash pads open maybe a little sooner than that, and that would be Haltman and Cooley. So just keep looking out. We will we'll do those updates on Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have some official dates on those. But I know the pool is opening up that Saturday.
A lot of good news for a lot of good people there.
Yes, yes.
Indeed. Mayor, I can't express how appreciative I am of this opportunity this morning. Like I said, we've known of each other electronically for quite some time, but to get to share space with you and to have these conversations with you this morning, very much appreciative.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Mayor Dan Ridenour, Mayor of the City of Muncie, with us this morning, taking time out of his busy schedule to keep us apprised of things going on in your neighborhood. 825 on WMUN, the talk of Muncie in Delaware County today. We're going to be right back with more of what you need to know and what you want to know coming up.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA. And go to GA1.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
The success you've had in life matters. The late nights, the extra shifts, the moments you've stood up and said, "I've got this." At University of Maryland Global Campus, we value your achievements because we're a school for real life. With us, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and life and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. We offer scholarships, affordable tuition, and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need from your first day to graduation day and beyond. As an accredited state university, we've been transforming lives for over 75 years. Choose from more than 125 undergraduate and graduate degrees and certificates and get ready to succeed again. Now is the perfect time to take the next step in your life and education. Apply by May 31st and get your application fee waived. Combined with affordable tuition, scholarships, and financial resources, your degree is more attainable than ever before. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later. This is the Daily Delaware County Today. Substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Hey, good morning to you. It is 8:29, rolling up on 8:30. We'll take a look at our news summary coming up here very shortly for you so that you find out all about the latest news in your area. We'll get to a lot of other things to talk about. Let's take a look at who else is coming in throughout the week so that you can plan to be here and listen. tomorrow. Now, we heard from Muncie Mayor Dan Ridenour this morning some very useful information. Then tomorrow morning, we're going to find out about Yorktown from Town Manager Chase Bruton. He'll be with us tomorrow morning on Delaware County Today. On Thursday morning, it's the Sheriff of Delaware County, Tony Skinner, will be in studio, and we'll find out what's going on with the top cop and the law enforcement community around you. And then, of course, on Friday, it's Muncie Central Principal Chris Walker. I always enjoy the opportunity to visit with him as well. Next week, lineup includes Greg Pence, Congressman Greg Pence, State Representative Sue Arrington. We're going to talk to BSU President Jeffrey Mearns next week, as well as Congresswoman Victoria Spartz, and who knows what else may prop up. We've got all kinds of guests that we can choose from and always enjoy visiting with them. Word of the day on the Pat Lindell, Steve Lindell daily word calendar right here in front of us. And once again, some of these are no challenge for Emily Guffey, our producer in the booth right across through the window from us. I know that this is not going to be a challenge for you, but it's the word nonetheless in black and white in front of me, catacorner.
I actually don't know that one.
No. You're pulling my leg, Emily.
No. Spell it.
Catercorner. One word, Catercorner.
No, I've never heard that word before.
I cannot believe this. The word catacorner means in a diagonal or oblique position. So if you have a drugstore, if a drugstore is on this corner of an intersection, across the street, and then across the street again. So, in other words, if it were on the northwest corner, whatever is on the southeast corner is catacorner from it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, diagonally from a position. So, yeah, the cafe is catacorner to the spa. So after you get to your relaxation, you can walk across the intersection to enjoy a coffee. Catacorner.
I did not know that one.
Yeah, and since you and I aren't directly across from each other, I'm kind of catacorner from where you're sitting this morning. So I feel privileged to have educated somebody this morning on a new term.
You really did.
Yeah, so remember that and lock it away. Don't know if you heard about this or not, talking about strange news stories. In Anderson, a woman is claiming that her postman pepper sprayed their dog. Now, what's unusual about that? It wasn't because the dog was chasing that postman, which is the age-old story of delivering mail. He did it through the mail slot of the front door. Okay, this woman is alleging that her postman dropped her mail in the slot, the dog starts barking, and then he turned around in extra effort and sprayed the dog through the mail slot with pepper spray. I don't know where this story is going to go and what may end up arising from it, but wow. That story aired on WTHR, I think, yesterday. And I would say somebody's in a whole heap of trouble if that's the case. Major League Soccer may be coming to Indianapolis. That's a debate that's going on. But in the world of sports, Major League Soccer may or may not happen. It may be the Indy 11. It may not be. I don't know. That's what a lot of people are talking about and the debate that Joe Hogsett has on his plate right now. Speaking of sports, there's plenty of it tonight. It's the opening season for the Fever, and Caitlin Clark makes her official season debut this evening against Connecticut Sun. So that will be a game that a lot of people will be looking at and talking about. So maybe tomorrow morning we'll be talking about a Caitlin Clark victory with the Fever beating Connecticut Sun. Hope so anyhow. 2-2 is the series score right now with the Pacers and the Knicks. They play tonight at Madison Square Gardens, and the Pacers are going to try. I don't know. They're on the road, so keep our fingers crossed for them. We're at 8:34. You're listening to Delaware County Today. Coming up after the break, we'll take a look at our news summary and find out what's going on that you need to know about news-wise. You're listening to WMUN, the talk of Muncie, 92.5 FM and 1340 AM.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $34.99.
Get in zone. And what do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And I might need some help.
No problem. We have helpful how-tos at AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-529-2856. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-529-2856. That's 800-529-2856. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. 800-529-2856.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. In for Steve, it's WMUN's Brett Busby on Delaware County Today.
Now on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN, let's take a look at what's happening as far as your local news headlines. The median home price in Delaware County listed for $148,550 in April. That's down 9.1% from the previous month's $163,450. A farmland teenager has been charged with attempted murder in the shooting of his mother's boyfriend. The Star Press says 18-year-old Noah Lee Coons is also charged with aggravated battery in the May 6th shooting in the home of the defendant's family in the 300 block of North Main Street in farmland. Open Door Health Services will offer no-cost sports physicals and childhood immunizations at their Healthy Hustle event Saturday, May the 18th in Muncie. From 9 to 2 p.m., parents or guardians can take their kids to Open Door White River at 2600 West White River Boulevard to receive those services. The event, open to the public, participants do not need to be Open Door patients. A teenager has been charged in a weekend carjacking on the north side of Indianapolis. Donnie Burgess has that.
A rideshare driver pulled up to North California Street on Indy's north side just after midnight. The customer got in the car with three other people. They all pulled guns and demanded the car. The driver got out and called the cops. Indy Metro Police tracked the car down about 2 hours later. The suspects tried to drive off, but they bailed on that idea and ran for it. Two suspects were arrested. One was 16 years old. Donnie Burgess, Network Indiana.
The Muncie Sports Commission has announced the inaugural Delaware County High School Athletics Awards Show. It'll take place at Emmons Auditorium May 29th at 6 p.m. The new ceremony aims to celebrate the exceptional talents and achievements of high school athletes across Delaware County. Construction outside of a car wash in Noblesville led to disaster on Monday. Sam Fritz reports.
A man has died, according to the Noblesville Fire Department, after falling in a trench just outside of a crew car wash at the intersection of 146th Street and River Road. The man was installing a water pipe when he fell into the trench, which was 8 feet deep, and the walls collapsed. The NFD say that at one point, up to 26 firefighters were on the scene as a part of the rescue operation. The man had been pulled from the trench just after noon on Monday. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Sam Fritz, Network Indiana.
U.S. Senator Mike Braun, Indiana's GOP gubernatorial candidate, has announced who he'll choose as his running mate. Braun endorsed Representative Julie McGuire, Republican of Indianapolis, for lieutenant governor. McGuire has served District 93 in the Indiana House of Representatives since 2022. A Star Press report says a tip from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children resulted in the arrest of a Muncie man accused of collecting images of children being sexually assaulted. 21-year-old Jeremy Michael Caldwell was arrested Thursday and preliminarily charged with 5 felony counts stemming from possession of those images. On the lighter side of news, the Sweets and Snacks Expo begins today in Indianapolis. Organized by the National Confectioners Association, it's considered to be the premier event for candy and snacking industries. Thousands of professionals will spend time in Indianapolis to interact, see new products, and learn about the latest advancements in the industry. The Madison County prosecutor has identified the parties involved in last week's police action shooting in Anderson. The release stated that Pendleton officer Jerry Branson was informed that a person of interest in an investigation had been located. He was in uniform and driving a marked police car when he conducted the traffic stop on 23-year-old Amelia Peters of Anderson and her passenger 30-year-old Ross Morlock of Anderson. During the stop, Morlock fired 5 shots at Officer Branson. Following an exchange of gunfire, Morlock turned the gun on himself and shot himself in the head. Officer Branson was struck once with a non-life-threatening injury. Morlock remains hospitalized in critical condition in Indianapolis. And that's your latest news update here on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Brett Busby in today for Steve Lindell, who we'll be hearing from in the near future from Uganda, believe it or not. Back with more, Kay Walker is in studio. We'll find out what she's up to in just a moment after this on Delaware County Today on the talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Listen, can you hear that?
The wedding bells?
Yeah, you know what that means.
Yeah, I do. It's bachelorette party season at
After Dark.
Tis the season for everything bridal, and making sure your party starts at After Dark is vital. After Dark is your one stop to make the bachelorette party hop.
After Dark.
Get all of your spicy bachelorette party supplies in one place and make it a night to remember. After Dark is locally owned with the largest selection of adult novelties, lingerie, and party favors in the area. Looking for gifts that'll turn that gown upside down? After Dark is the place. The best kind of party is the one that starts at
After Dark.
With three locations on Mounds Road in Anderson, on Johnson and Marion, and on Kilgore in Muncie. To top it off, they're hiring. Apply in person at any location. Have fun when the lights go out with help from After Dark.
The NTT IndyCar Series returns to Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500.
Drivers, start your engines.
Twin checkered flag in the air. It's a battle at the start-finish line, and Joseph Newgarden will win the Indianapolis 500.
Now stay tuned for the greatest spectacle in racing, live Sunday, May 26th.
Coverage will start at 11 a.m. on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
Are you financially fit? Your Indiana Secretary of State is providing Hoosiers with the skills needed to gain more control of your hard-earned resources. Track your spending, build an emergency fund, create a budget, and stay out of debt. And if you're too deep in debt, you're not alone. Improving your financial fitness will take some effort, but you can get started right away to become an informed investor and improve your finances. Learn more at sos.in.gov. Sponsored by the Office of the Indiana Secretary of State.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance? Yep, and that place is Jason May State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jason May is your go-to agent in Muncie for the service you deserve at the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jason May has you covered. Call 747-7100 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Justin here from AirServe Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Now's the time to get your AC ready to run efficiently with our $59 guaranteed tune-up. We guarantee your air conditioner not to break down this summer, or we will credit your $59 towards any repair. Our schedule is filling up fast, so act now. Call AirServe Heating and Cooling at 747-1177 or online at airserve.com/Muncie. Heil, depend on us.
Hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today, substituting for Steve, here's WMUN's Brett Busby.
Thank you very much, and good morning to you in this home stretch of Delaware County Today for Tuesday, May the 14th. A great morning. Going to be kind of a wet one, I understand. Is it raining out there yet?
No. Not yet.
Not yet. Of course, in the studio here, we can't see out, and so I haven't had the chance to run to the door. Kay Walker sitting across from me at the other microphone, and a pleasure to visit with you this morning on this 62-degree WMUN Tuesday morning. Kay, you are with Hearts and Hands United. Tell me briefly about the organization, because not everybody, like yours truly, doesn't know all about that organization. So tell me about Hearts and Hands quickly.
Hearts and Hands started back in 2008. Our main purpose of what we do is we want to make sure that children start school with everything that they need. So we give them a filled backpack with all the school supplies that they need, new pair of shoes, socks, and anything else that we can help with. We do that every year. We give away anywhere between 1,500 and 2,000 backpacks each year.
And that is something that I think a lot of us take for granted, because those of us who have not experienced hardships in making purchases, sometimes these kids need things that we don't think about. And who wants to send a kid to school with something they don't have that everybody else does?
Absolutely. And what we do is we get donations, and we have a big fundraiser at Amazing Joe's, which is coming up this Thursday from 11 to 2. So everyone doesn't want to miss that. It's $10 a person. You can get delivery of five or more. Just call Amazing Joe's and we'll deliver, or you can get takeout. It's barbecue chicken, garlic mashed potatoes, and if you've never had those, you don't want to miss those. Green beans and your drink if you eat in.
I'm ready for some of those mashed potatoes right now. You already set my appetite in motion.
They are delicious.
Let's talk a little bit about the labor that goes into this, because it doesn't just happen because the funding is there.
No. We named ourselves Hearts and Hands because it takes big hearts and a lot of hands to do what we do. So if it wasn't for our community helping, you know, collecting, giving, donating school supplies, giving money to the luncheon, sponsorships, we would not be able to be where we're at today and serve anywhere almost 2,000 is what we're serving.
So then there's the effort of not only securing the materials, but then everybody has to pack them and make sure that there's one of this and two of that and such.
Absolutely. And we try to make sure that we get lots of different kinds of backpacks so children have different kinds, and there's a large variety. It takes a lot of people to come together and get in the lines and start, you know, putting everything in stuffing, doing the buying. It's just the whole detail of the, till the day of. On the last Saturday of July when we give them away at the Delaware County Fairgrounds.
How do we decide who gets these backpacks?
Delaware County resident. They've got to be a child between K and 12th grade. They come in, they bring their ID with their parent, and all children must be there to get a backpack, and they're eligible.
Don't have to bring tax forms or anything like that.
No, we don't want anything like that. We just want to make sure that the children have what they need to start school with. It's a big day for them to start. They need the supplies that they need. And you mentioned earlier, you know, hardships. You know, with everything going to the grocery store these days, it takes a lot of money. So this is a big help. People struggle. People that work both jobs have a hard time sometimes. So we want to help.
Absolutely. And that's what Hearts and Hands are there for. Hearts and Hands United. So let's recap once again, Amazing Joe's.
Yes, sir.
Good food, good purpose, and such. So I'll let you give that one-time rundown again here.
Amazing Joe's, our kickoff luncheon, 11 to 2 on this Thursday, $10 a person. Barbecue chicken, garlic mashed potatoes, green beans. All proceeds go to Hearts and Hands United for the school Toll for School drive. You can get delivery of 5 or more if you call. And we do, you can do pickup, and we would love to have you come and join us. Lots of door prizes, and you'll have a great time.
I'm glad that you came in to explain that to us this morning. Great cause. Get out there, support it, and get your belly full at the same time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
Kay Walker, Hearts and Hands United, Thursday kickoff, and let's help those kids with their school supplies. 851 at Delaware County today. WMUN, the talk of Muncie. We have one more break to go. Okay, I'll tell you what we are going to do, though. We are going to check in. Speaking about people of doing good things for others, we're going to check in with the Dean's List here in just a moment because there is a story this morning that I think certainly merits listening. The Dean's List coming up next, and then we'll be back with more of the home stretch of Delaware County today on WMUN.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A young girl's selfless act in the UK that helped save her sister makes today's Dean's List. Ruby Leaning was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, a rare blood cancer, when she was 6 years old. To survive, Ruby needed an urgent bone marrow transplant, and it just so happened her 2-year-old sister Mabel was a perfect match. Amanda Fawcett, Ruby and Mabel's grandmother, says the transplant was a success and she saved her big sister's life. Ruby has recently been told she is cancer-free, a happy, healthy 10-year-old now that loves to swim, dance, and play the piano. The whole family is grateful and both girls are doing wonderfully. One of the doctors treating Ruby says that most kids can be treated with chemotherapy, but Ruby's rare form of cancer meant she also needed a bone marrow transplant to fully recover. Mabel, you're a hero, and Ruby, we're glad you're doing great. Janice Dean, Fox News.
And we are back in the home stretch here of Delaware County today, and we are, what a day it has been. I am so thankful for the information that has been imparted this morning. Again, a recap and a reminder to get out to Amazing Joe's on Thursday because it's for a good cause and some good food, and you won't regret it, and you'll never know just how many lives you've touched. Looking at the list of guests coming up a little bit later on, in case you missed it. By the way, if you're tuning in wondering where Steve Lindell is, he has not retired. He's much too young for that so far. Steve Lindell is in Uganda, and we expect to have reports from him the next few days, maybe live, but either way, you'll hear from Steve Lindell as he is in Radio Patches. And they're exchanging information, how they do radio there, how we do radio here, and The two are educating each other, so we look forward to that. Tomorrow morning, 8:05, Yorktown manager Chase Bruton is at the microphone with us. Later on in the week, Delaware County Sheriff Tony Skinner and MCHS Principal Chris Walker to round out the week on Friday. Again, for Steve Lindell, Brett Busby, I want to thank you for spending time with us this morning. Be kind today, stay dry, and have a good Tuesday. That's it for today's Delaware County Today.